Hello, I'm Andrew Tuck, and you're listening to Tall Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. Victoria Park, a tranquil green space which sits alongside Hong Kong's chaotic Causeway Bay, has long been a place for recreation for everyone from Tai Chi practitioners to dog walkers. But since June this year, it's also taken on a different role, one of protest and political dissent. The park's large open area was ground zero for the now months-long protests over a controversial extradition bill proposed by the Hong Kong government, seeing an estimated 1 million people gather there before marching towards the government headquarters. Monocle's Hong Kong bureau chief, James Chambers, has been following the protests and brings us this report.
New York has Central Park, London has Hyde Park, Hong Kong has Victoria Park. A welcome patch of green that sits alongside the chaos of Causeway Bay, a downtown district known for its shopping malls, large crowds, and neon lights. Much like its Manhattan counterpart, Hong Kong Island's largest park offers a rare break from a towering skyscraper skyline. But in Hong Kong's case, the big difference is that this city's Central Park, its chief recreational space, has risen in stature to become ground central for political dissent. Hong Kong is currently gripped by large, frequent, and often violent protests. Since June, a vast swathe of the city's 7.5 million residents have been taking a stand against the local government's now-shelved plans to introduce a controversial extradition bill. The demonstrations began when an estimated 1 million people descended on Victoria Park before being led on a march through Causeway Bay and Wan Chai towards the government's headquarters in Admiralty. A staggering 2 million people turned out the following weekend, and several mass rallies on a similar scale have been staged throughout the summer. While this civil disobedience has splintered and spread across the city, the protesters keep coming back to Victoria Park. Come rain or shine, these masses of people congregate on the concrete football pitches, shouting slogans such as Free Hong Kong and Democracy Now, and providing a powerful visual spectacle for the drone cameras whirring overhead. During these rallies and marches, a few protesters have been waving the Union Jack or the Hong Kong colonial era flag. Some in the crowd question the message that this sends to a growing international TV audience, as well as the wavers' rose-tinted memories of British rule. Most Brits, meanwhile, squirm with embarrassment. All the same, there is no hiding from the proximity of Hong Kong's pre-handover history and its continuing ties to the UK. Victoria Park is, after all, one of the city's most prominent colonial relics. A statue to the park's namesake queen still sits at the main entrance right by the football pitches. And as it just so happens, the British can justifiably lay claim to have actually built this small patch of Hong Kong. The 47-acre site sits on top of reclaimed land. Victoria Park used to be Victoria Harbour. The swimming pool, the tennis stadium, the basketball courts, and the lawn area were all formerly a typhoon shelter for fishing boats, before the seawater was filled in and the resulting land reopened as a park in the 1950s. Today, however, the park, which remains open 24 hours a day, is unquestionably a place that belongs to all Hong Kongers. From first sunlight to long after sundown, it provides a sanctuary for slow-handed Tai Chi practitioners, overstretched dog walkers, and families going for after-dinner strolls. There are pebble walking trails for old ladies to get a free foot massage, and a spot for shirtless men to work out on outdoor exercise equipment. Young couples sit on the benches during the evening, while housemaids and helpers gather on the lawn every Sunday to chat with their friends. Traditional events and festivals take place in Victoria Park throughout the calendar. The most prominent of these is a huge flower market that happens every Chinese New Year. Most Hong Kong people remember going along to the fair with their parents to buy lucky flowers, although these days they are just as likely to visit Victoria Park each year to attend a far more solemn political event. Since 1980, a candlelit vigil has been held in Victoria Park. The evening memorial marks the anniversary of the Tiananmen Square massacre in Beijing, the only event of this kind that takes place on Chinese soil. That same year also saw the start of City Forum, a live and often very lively radio show broadcast every Sunday by RTHK, Hong Kong's version of the BBC. City Forum brings together a panel of politicians, academics, protesters, and other public figures to debate the news and take questions from the audience. Whatever the issue of the day, be it democracy and the rule of law, or the rising cost of living and plans for more land reclamation, Victoria Park is the place that brings people together in Hong Kong to talk politics and to exercise their civil liberties. And Victoria Park will continue to be this way for as long as Hong Kong residents enjoy free speech and the right to peaceful assembly.
You've been listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle 24 production. Our thanks to James Chambers and Nicole Chim for today's episode. Remember to tune in every Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Ajit Tuck, goodbye, and thank you for listening, City Lovers.